Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. What makes one cow-calf operator more profitable than another? We'll talk about that today, right after this.
Oklahoma owned and Oklahoma grown. That's Stillwater Milling Company, manufacturers of A&M feeds. Hi, this is Rob Botter, and we take pride in our A&M livestock feeds, focusing on quality ingredients that yield quality products. You'll see our fleet of Orange Mack trucks delivering throughout Oklahoma, and we want you on our list. Whether you're feeding one pony or 1,000 cows, there's an A&M feed that's right for you. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
Wheat farmers, you trust Oklahoma State's Wheat Research to help you make the right choices for your field. When it's time to make that choice, choose the best. OSU-developed varieties marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Duster is a big winner in all areas and is the number two planted variety in the state. And Billings is disease-resistant with high yield potential. Remember, these sales ensure that OSU's wheat breeding program remains strong and independent. Invest in high yields and the future of Oklahoma wheat farming. Log on today to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
A report published in recent days by our neighbors up north at Kansas State University looks at the differences between high, medium, and low-profit beef cow-calf producers. According to livestock market economist Dr. Kevin Duvetter, this report has several conclusions that can be made based on the various characteristics of cow-calf operations.
But I can look at a few characteristics. How big of an operation do you have? Are you diversified? Do you tend to be mostly cattle operation, or do you tend to be crops and livestock, or maybe mostly crops and very little livestock? How heavy a cattle do you have? I mean, it's size, a little, an indication possibly of the type of cow herd you're running, you know. So I can try to bring in those variables that try to start getting at the characteristics of the herd.
Dr. Duvetter reminds producers that properly managing cost is a key for running a successful operation.
Those people that have larger operations are making more money. And I don't think that really should surprise us, because we know that with regards to cow-calf, there's a lot of fixed costs associated with checking cattle, feeding cattle. I mean, there's just time that's spent. So we definitely see that those larger operations are making more money and they have lower costs, which, just to back up a step, costs are much more important than income. And I've said that a lot of times, and it holds again. You know, this new set of data, it holds again that costs are more important, and those large operations tend to have lower costs. Cost management is usually what leads to some people being much more profitable than others. Therefore, if I want to figure out what am I good at, the first place I'm going to always start is saying, what's it cost me to produce a pound of beef compared to the average or my competitors? But in terms of profitability, price is not significant. I mean, I put it in the model, but it's not significant, which doesn't really surprise me again, because those people that get higher prices on average tend to be selling lighter calves. So just because they got a higher price does not mean they had more revenue. You know, they had less pounds. So price is not a significant factor in terms of explaining profitability differences.
And Dr. Duvetter says that those producers who are specializing in cow-calf production are realizing greater profits than those whose operations are more diversified.
If we think of a lot of people that run 40, 50, 60 cows kind of on the side, I'm mostly a crop farmer, but I've got some cows to help clean up some resources, some forages. I might not be spending as much time with my cow herd. I might not be watching costs quite as close. I might not have production quite as good. So those people that are actually specializing a little bit more in cattle are making more money.
In our visits down through the years with Randy Block of Cattle Facts, we've heard this exact same thing. The man who is the low-cost producer has got a lot better chance of being a high-profit operator. According to Kevin Duvetter, this study from Kansas State University confirms that. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
WB Johnston Grain invites you to check out the Trimble CFX750 display. This easy-to-use 8-inch color touchscreen is the newest display offering affordable guidance, steering, and precision agricultural capabilities which elevate guidance to the next level. Add the Trimble Field IQ Crop Input System to provide section and rate control when planting, spraying, spreading, or strip tilling. You'll farm more precisely, more productively, and more profitably. Contact Derek Benz with Johnston at 580-732-8080 for more information.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.